kind. The word that most often comes up in your remembrances of Jeff is kind. And I notice when you speak of Jeff's intelligence, resourcefulness, and especially kindness, it is most often tied to recollections about being able to drop into his office, or he and yours, meeting socially or seeing him coaching and cheering on his children, the latter being perhaps a legacy from his own youth, when he played a lot of hockey, coached by his dad. The thing is, there is most often in these recollections some physical proximity. In the current health crisis, with its social distancing, we have been witnessing acts of generosity and kindness. Maybe you have been part of such things. Still, we probably have in mind the experience of personal presence when we think of most acts of kindness. We speak of a helping hand, a personal touch. The very expressions we use evoke the warmth of physical presence. On the other hand, I'll be with you in spirit, or sending you thoughts and prayers, these expressions may have rung a little hollow for you in the past. Now, I speak to you as Jeff's uncle. I am also a Christian minister. So I follow one whose kindness was very much tied up with physical presence. It was absolutely necessary, along with his spoken message, that Jesus befriended people others would have nothing to do with. He touched the diseased with healing. He shared meals with those others shunned. His close proximity with people was both practically healing and spiritually significant. But we are not of that time, and you and I certainly are not God. We must stringently abide by what we are advised, indeed ordered, rightly, to do. That, here and now, is the loving, caring, kind thing toward ourselves and others. All others. And it's the all part that carries on that ancient teaching and example. We practice an indiscriminate kindness, without regard for race, background, sexual identity, or socioeconomic status. That, indeed, one might hope, will be an enduring legacy from all of this. Although I would speak of things to be learned from difficult times with great care. We are here today to give thanks for Jeff and to offer our support as we are able to those who will miss him most keenly. Sometimes there is only pain, and we are nowhere near ready, to hear about good to come from the bad. But we are also permitted and emboldened, as we are able and in time, to be thankful for the real experience of kindness. And we need that now. We can build on the kind of experience you have had in Jeff. Without physical proximity, we will need, maybe as part of a new normal, ever more intentional, resourceful, thoughtful ways of togetherness, and also building on the example given us, not just with those with whom we have an existing purpose and identity. We will come through both private grief and public crisis to learn new, more intentional, and enduring ways of sharing the kind of living and caring you have experienced in Jeff Kitson.